Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 377. I am Chris. Tony is not with us today, so he is.
Can you now ever? Can you continue saying?
I always say as always. Tony is here, and Tony's like, I'm not always here, but I always say that anyway. Fozzie is here.
Hi.
When we started, so he won't randomly jump in.
That's weird.
It is weird. Like, we were kind of expecting, like, just somewhere in the middle Fozzie would appear, but...
That sounds about right.
Jeff is here.
Hello.
And Pete is back from New York.
Yes, he is.
You woke up real early in Virginia.
Oh, God, so early.
How did you get to New York?
We drove. So my cousin was living with us for... see 6 months or so, because she has a contract job, and so her contract was in Virginia for a little while, and so she normally lives in New York, and she was returning to New York for her next contract, so she was like, I'll drive everybody up. So yeah, woke up at 4:30 in the morning, drive four and a half hours to New York, and dropped my mom and sister off at my grandmother's house, and then, yeah, went into Manhattan.
And so, how'd New York Comic Con go? Is there
a... it was fine.
Yeah.
I mean, so we only went, it's a 4-day convention, Thursday through Sunday, and I only did Friday and Saturday, I only did the two middle days, which are, like, the days, they're, like, the big days. New York Comic Con, it's big now. Like, it didn't used to be, that's for damn sure. What you get when you go there is basically like a mini version of San Diego Comic Con. So San Diego Comic Con is big on, like, you know, it's a tentpole thing, right? There's a lot of big movie news and stuff and all sorts of shit. New York Comic Con, is focused more on television.
Okay.
So that tends to be their thing. So, like, there was supposed to be a big Punisher panel, which they canceled after the Las Vegas shooting. Then there was a S.H.I.E.L.D. panel and a bunch of other, like, basically because everything was coming back, like, 2 weeks later. So it was, like, the prime spot for them to do, like, their big push for, like, to show, like, get everybody riled up and ready for, for the new season. There's comic stuff there, but comics tend to operate on a yearly cycle as well, which tends to start and end in the summer because, like, that's what usually when the big events are. So, but there didn't used to be panels at San Diego Comic Con. It used to just be
at New York.
It used to just be a giant expo hall and stuff. But, you know, now you have, like, Doctor Who and stuff and all sorts of shit showing up and stuff. I didn't go to any of those panels.
No.
No. We tried a couple times. New York Comic Con does a funny thing with how they run their panels. Their main stage panels require you to, like, tag your badge ahead of time to, like, reserve your seat.
Which is like almost like a fast pass type thing.
Yes.
Okay.
And so it's kind of a pain in the balls. They don't really make that super apparent. So we kind of, like, waltzed in there trying to get into a panel and they were like, what are you doing here?
I'm trying to watch some stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, what I tend to do anyways, and I tend to look at this as I do PAX, which is to not really go to a lot of panels and to just, like, walk around the expo hall forever and spend a lot of money. And so that's what I did. I mean, the expo hall is huge. It grows every year. The Javits Center, I think, is actually now too small for
what they're doing
for New York Comic Con. I don't know if there's a bigger building in New York, like a bigger convention center, but Javits Center is not doing it anymore. That place was packed. Yeah, walked around, went to Artist Alley. I love Artist Alley. I always buy new stuff every time. Jeff, if you were on webcam, I would show you this awesome picture I got that, have you ever heard of Alice Zhang?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, she did a, she does really like, very super colorful. It's hard to describe the exact style, but it's very striking and very, colorful and very like, stargazy in a way. If I can attempt to describe it that way. But she did a San Junipero picture that I bought.
Oh, nice.
And stuff. So yeah, I need to hang that up at some point. So yeah. And then, I mean, if you're at a convention, you're going to be dealing with cosplay and all that jazz. And so, I took like 1.5 million pictures of everybody across the 2 days. I think I came away with like 2,000 pictures or something like that.
Yeah, I saw you had a bunch of stuff up on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm still working through that. There's so much. I don't want. But yeah, I mean, it was a good time overall. Security tried to break my camera, which pissed me off. But I'm getting that worked out with them now. But aside from that, everything. Yeah, it was a good time. There was not really a whole lot of gaming stuff there. Like, New York Comic Con goes back and forth with how much it does with gaming. And stuff like Adult Swim was there last year when I went. They were not there this year. It's really like, hit or miss depending on what year you get. So,
yeah, and I guess there's so many more gaming conventions now too that it's like there's not much need to go to these other media events. Like Paris Games Week is coming up, and then shortly after that you'll have the PlayStation Experience, and we just had PAX like a month ago, and Tokyo Game Show. So
and Gamescom was in August. I mean, like every month there's now something basically. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, New York Comic Con, if you're gonna go, it's basically like there's all these costumes. It's like the costumes are awesome. Costumes are great. I mean, the Artist Alley is great. There's always a lot of cool stuff there. There's like a ton of shops and stuff. Like, you can spend a lot of money at New York Comic Con if you want.
It's one of my big fears with going to conventions. Like, I always end up spending more than I should. So
yeah, I mean, it helps if you just don't have a lot to spend. Like I didn't, so I bought just like a few things of art and stuff. But, I mean,
can I ask y'all a general question about New York?
Yeah.
Who has been there to New York City?
Well, I mean, me, obviously. I mean, I was born there, so.
Okay,
and Chris, I've been to New York multiple times.
Fozzie.
Multiple times. Yep.
You've been to New York City too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, like, would you guys recommend it as, like, a place to go on a trip, like, to check out New York City?
Depends how long you plan on staying.
I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, New York's a place you have to dedicate, like, a week to. I don't think it's very fun if you're going to be there for, like, 1 or 2 days. Because you're just going to be like, I didn't get to see like, all this stuff I wanted to see.
Would you say, like, a week vacation in New York City would be, like, a cool, like, trip?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, week is worth it for the food alone. And like, you can go see a show and stuff. And if you really want to be a tourist, sure, go ahead and, like, go see the Statue of Liberty or whatever if it's open. You know,
do it.
The government likes to close it, like, every other month, it seems like.
God, I think the government. You can still get out to the island, though, right, and walk around.
Like, yeah, but I don't mean, like, D.C. I mean, like, sometimes the state is just like, we don't want to deal with people being in the Statue of Liberty, so it's not open right now.
I don't think I've ever actually been up the statue.
I was once, and that was long before 9/11.
Yeah, I've been out there many times, and, like, every time it's always closed, so.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, the great thing about New York City, right, is that there's always something to do involving something that you want to, that you like. Like, if you like comedy, there's, like, 8 million comedy places. There's Video Games New York, which is, like, a hole-in-the-wall video game shop that is literally just, like, 14 shelves of, like, that are, like, 20 feet high stuffed with video games, most of which are in, not most of which, but there is a huge Japanese import section, which is really cool. And
the Nintendo stores out there.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, that feels like that's got to be your pilgrimage, right, Jeff?
I don't know. I feel like since I grew up so close to Chicago all my life that I would not be as impressed by it. Like, I would just be like, yeah, it's like Chicago.
The big city. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, and me living so close to it, living, like, right outside of Philly and we're in Philly for most of my life, like, we would just take the 2-hour trip to New York. So
yeah, it's like always been kind of part of your life. Or
yeah, like I've never actually spent overnight in New York. Like, it's, we take a day trip up and go see X, Y, or Z, and then go back like at some other point. But I would definitely recommend, like, I mean, like, seeing a Broadway show.
Yeah, I mean, Book of Mormon's still playing there, I think.
Yeah. The Metropolitan Museum of Art, MoMA. Yeah,
MoMA's real good.
The Modern Museum of Art.
The flip end of that, too, is, like, I always think about if I go there, like, it's so overwhelming the amount of things you can do that, like...
Yeah.
Right, and so that's why...
you have to hit on in a week? Like, what are the things you have to hit on in a 5
I mean, I'm sure if you were like, okay, do you want to play tourist, or do you want to, like, see, like, cool, like, local things? Because, like, I mean, you could do, like... the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island and Central Park and Times Square and all that stuff. But it's like, no, but dude, but like, if you don't want to do that stuff, then you could be like, okay, I want to go see the Nintendo store and Video Games New York and,
yeah, like,
you know, like a bunch of smaller shit and stuff. You know, I want to go to Guy Fieri's New York restaurant or whatever.
Don't
me
do that.
Personally,
I mean, probably don't do that, but I'm just saying,
me personally,
hell yeah.
I personally would want to explore, like, tiny little corners and just explore and, like, see what I find.
Right, but and that's what's great about
that.
New York is that, like, you can just do that, you know? Like, you know, I mean, my cousin has lived in New York all her life. She knows all sorts of shit. If you're just like, what's some great shit to do? She would write, like, an essay for me to give to you and stuff. And there's, like, always events going on in the city and stuff. The problem that you're going to have to realize is that getting around the city any other way than possibly the subway is basically hell itself. And you don't want to, like, rent a car, that's for damn sure. Just take the train everywhere. Save yourself the trouble. Because traffic is a nightmare, man.
Yep.
Anyways, I just wanted some
info.
No. I hear it. I mean, it's a valid question. I love New York. Like, it's, you know, just the food. Let me tell you, I went for 2 days and I was like, we got to have pizza one night. I got Indian the other night. And then we got, like, some street food for lunch and shit. And it's just like, you got to get it all because it's the only place you can get it. And there's a very New York flavor to everything. In the best way possible.
So
I might have to go there one day.
Yeah. I think it's definitely worth going there at least once to be like, hey, I've been to the biggest city in the world. Like,
yeah.
All right. Well, now that we've done a, you know, travel con. unless anybody else has any, Fozzy, you go anywhere recently? Any?
Where'd I go? I went to Hawaii. A week. And I got a Mustang convertible, and life was good. And then I came back to Seattle.
Got him. Sorry.
Okay. I'm so jealous.
Having been really to fun. Seattle only once.
It's cool. I would definitely recommend the Big Island, though, because it's fucking awesome, and it's not as touristy as probably, like, Honolulu or Maui is, so...
I mean, sure.
It's, they're all, like, within, like, boat distance, too, so if you really need to go, do it, but...
Yeah. Cool.
Anyways.
Alright. Well, I haven't been anywhere. Jeff, doesn't sound like you've been anywhere recently, so... but... Jeff, you've been playing more Cuphead.
Yes, I played. I played this amount more.
Did you finish more of it, or you just played more?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I. So, like, when I talked to you guys last week, I'd probably beat the first two bosses, probably.
Okay.
And look at you go.
And now I am in like the second world, like probably not too far into the second world, but like I think the first world had like six. Or seven bosses that you fought and levels and shit. Keep in mind that, you know, these things are tough. You have to work on them, so let's...
Right, right. I mean, that's the game, though, right? Like,
yeah, that's the game. I'm very proud of myself for getting through the whole first world. Now that I'm in the second world, it's getting even harder, and I'm a little worried. But I'm still really, like... I feel like already... I've already gotten like $20 worth of entertainment out of the game. Like, just really cool art and boss design, like fun combat and shit. Like, I probably will get further too, but like, even if I do stall at some point and move on to something else, it's fine. Like, I really enjoy the game for what it is.
I mean, as long as you feel like you got your money's worth already.
Yeah. Like, you probably put like an hour into some of these bosses trying to master it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't feel like it's like you're getting good value anyways for what you pay for this, and
right.
It's fucking amazing. Like, the art is just so,
and it doesn't so seem like it's hard for hard's sake. Like oh hey, we only put five bosses in here, so it's going to be the hardest five bosses you've ever experienced. So it takes you forever.
It's not even as hard as like it's about as hard as games used to be in the 8-bit era. And, you know, so if people want to whine about it, like, sorry, but get good, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the game. Like, that's the point of the game, is to memorize the boss and get good at it. Like, it's not you're going to beat it the first try, like every game nowadays. It's about learning how to beat it, you know?
Right. Well, and I don't know. I don't necessarily get this argument that, like, oh, it looks friendly and inviting, therefore it's going to be easy. It's like, it should be easy. And it's like, no, fuck off. Like,
games back in the day were all like that. Like, they're all super hard and they're like cartoons. Like, you get a game, you can't get past the first fucking level. And it was like fucking, I don't know, like some property that you were excited about.
Right. The Lion King.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. Thank you.
All right, yeah, I mean, it's on my list for sure. I just don't have any money.
Is it on PC as well?
Yeah, it's on Steam.
Yeah, like, I think it's worth $20, dude, honestly. But, like, if you ever see it on sale, for sure get on that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I want to get it, but I'm like, this month's game is going to be Wolfenstein. In 2 weeks, roughly. So,
for sure,
that seems like a good call if you're looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
Am I not? No.
What?
I'm not.
Chris is not a fan of the Wolfenstein. Doesn't make any sense. He loves shooters and he hates Wolfenstein. Doesn't make zero sense.
I don't think it's a good shooter.
What?
I don't think control-wise that it's a good shooter.
What do you mean control-wise? Like.
As compared to
other shooters.
It's single player, so it's not like it doesn't have to be as tight as like Call of Duty. It doesn't have to be like snappy, like I don't know, whatever.
It's fine. I think it's okay. I just don't love it. So like that today when there are other games coming out, biggest of which is you know Odyssey. So that is the game I will be getting that day.
I'm getting both. Like, those are my two most anticipated games, so... but yeah, I probably won't touch Wolfenstein for a little bit.
Yeah. Alright, so Cuphead, What else were you playing? You were playing something else.
Oh, yeah. So I restarted Stardew Valley on Xbox.
Yeah, buddy.
Because I'd only put like a couple hours into it, and I just fell off of it for whatever reason. Probably a new game coming out.
Yes.
And with the new Switch version coming out, everyone was like getting excited about it, and I kind of wanted to buy it again on the Switch, but I was like, you know what? You bought it on the Xbox, you never played it on there. So I went and just restarted the game from scratch. And I'm now way further than I was with my initial playthrough. And I kind of sort of get the game now, whereas I don't think I under... I think when you're starting off in that game, it's a little overwhelming in that you don't understand what it is you're trying to do. I don't know, Pete, what do you think? Like when you first started playing it, did you not feel that way?
No, I didn't. I mean, they slowly introduce things to you, like day by, you know, each day is like a new mechanic sort of thing, and then it's like, okay, which of these things did you enjoy doing, you know? And like, there's probably like an ultimate strategy way to play it, like, you know, but
it doesn't really matter. Ultimately, you can kind of do what you want.
Like, right. And know? I think like for a lot of people that scares the shit out of them. Like, oh God, am I wasting my time by focusing on this instead of this stuff? Like, you know, what was it on the Bombcast? Jeff Gerstmann was always like, I always was afraid I wasn't like optimizing my time. And it's like, the game doesn't really give a shit if you're optimizing your time or not. It's just like,
it doesn't matter. Like there is no real ultimate goal as far as I can tell. Like, there's quests that they give you. I don't know if it's leading to like an end story, but like,
no, those aren't. Mean, the quests aren't, and there's no real story. I mean, it has to. There's something to do with like
you getting to a farm.
Getting to year three. I've never gotten that far because I just like Stardew Valley is a game I play when there are no other games, and there are always games. Otherwise, it's like okay, it's a make your own story, you know, like
yeah.
And I don't know. I love it. I think it has so much like charm to it, like in the aesthetic and the music and the art style and stuff.
It's yeah, no, fun. No, there is a lot to appreciate about it. I get what you're saying. Like, even like, there's not that many songs in it, and they kind of end, and then they'll start to like reloop a couple minutes later. But like, they're really good, you know.
Yeah.
Like, what's there is really good. And I've kind of like, this is the loop I've kind of fallen into every day is I get up, water my plants, like work on my farming, water my plants, like pick my crops, like go check on my chickens and get their eggs. This is kind of where I'm at in it.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's exactly it. Yeah.
Once I'm done with all that, I go out to the mines and I start going through the caves and try to get deeper and deeper in the caves and seeing what I can get in there. And that's kind of the loop that I'm in right now.
And, right.
There seems to be more to it, but it seems like the core of at least what I'm doing.
Right. So the game doesn't tell you this, but like the way you should be gauging your progression more or less, and it's not like required in any way, is by the community center stuff.
Which I've barely done anything of. I think I have a quest from that.
Right. So if you go in there, it'll basically be like, you need to deliver us these items, and some of them. Like, not all of them grow in the same season, and some of them are really hard to get and stuff, but, like, they unlock further things in the game.
Mm, okay.
So, like,
oh, good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, one of them, like, unlocks the bus, and the bus gives you a whole new town, essentially, like.
Okay.
And, you know, one of them clears the, like, the rocks so you can get to the quarry, and, you know, and one of them just makes travel easier and stuff. Like, not all the rewards are amazing, but. At the same time, like, that's sort of how you can gauge your progression.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Like, the game doesn't... I wish the game did a slightly better job as presenting that as, like, hey, these are, like, the goals that you should aim for because they're going to give you the cool shit.
That's why I'm saying it's a little overwhelming because when you start off, there's so many things you could do in that game. And it's kind of like you have to feel your own way through it. But in a way, it's like... whatever you want to do in it, that's fine too. Like, like if you fall into a group of just farming and that's all you care about, you could do that.
So, right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. If you're just like, I don't care about unlocking anything.
Yeah.
I'm just going to make a bomb ass farm. And it's like, all right, cool. Have fun.
So, yeah, I'm really digging it, dude. Like, Fozzie, have you gotten a chance to play it at all?
What game?
Stardew?
Stardew Valley.
Stardew. I only... No. I mean, honestly, I only played like 15 minutes, so... Yeah, I mean...
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It takes a little while. It takes, like... I would say it takes at least, like, 3-4 hours before you start to, like, really get any sort of grasp on what the loop is, like, what you're doing.
I mean, it's
cool,
right?
I guess. I never played one of those deeply enough to, like, confirm or deny that, but...
Oh, yeah. It's cool. Yeah, I mean, it's... Again, like, the Switch for me, it lays by my bed, and I just picked up a couple days ago, so I haven't really gone into it too much, but it's definitely, I think I'm going to get pretty addicted to it, because it's just one of those games where you just play it every night for, like, 30 minutes, and, you know.
Yeah.
You can play it for 30 minutes, or you can play it for 2 hours easily. Like,
yeah, it's totally. It's like, oh, I'll just play one more day, yeah. And then it's like, yeah. Oh, yeah,
right.
Shit, 3 a.m.
And there's no greater feel. Like, that's the one game where I look at it, I'm like, oh, my God, rain is the greatest thing in the world.
I know. Oh, my God.
I don't have to do shit with my plants today.
Yeah, yeah, it's lazy
rain, day. Rain day means I'm going mining, dude. I'm going deeper into those mines.
Yep.
Like, going in there at 6:30 in the morning, fucking seeing what I can kill or whatever.
So I should play more of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? That was still, like, good. It's easily one of the best games of last year. Like,
I don't think it's Chris' game, but I think he should give it more of a chance or whatever.
I played a decent amount of it, and I started, like, you know, once you get to the mines, there's, like, a tower with a wizard as well. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he doesn't really do a whole lot.
No, but, like, that's
it's just like
super fascinating, like, trying to figure it all out.
That's just, like, a quest you could do. Like, I mean, honestly, for me, all I can really tell is I'm going deeper in the mines and I'm farming. But like Pete said, there's other things too, like including the main thing, which I had not realized at all. And the
to call it a main thing is perhaps, like, now giving it slightly more credit,
or like a big thing you could do.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
So
I mean, it's a pretty cool game, and I wish I had waited to get it on the Switch, because that is a perfect game to play while you're watching TV as well.
Yeah, like, I mean, I get why, like, it didn't... Like, I think it would have been, like, a perfect 3DS game or something, like, if you dual-screened that UI and stuff and whatever, but I understand why he put it out on PC. It's because he couldn't afford to put it out anywhere else, and then by the time that it mattered, it, you know, makes way more sense on the Switch. So.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah, maybe I should start a new game in that.
It's a good game.
I should start.
It's a time sucker.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure if I jumped back into the game I have now, I wouldn't know.
That's the only problem, is that it's definitely one of those games that, like, you will restart and then just, like, I don't know. What was going on? Where am I? How, you know, what have I done? And stuff. Yeah, it's just restart at that point. Make your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of restarting, so Jeff had been playing, you've been playing SteamWorld Dig 2.
Yeah.
And I had bought SteamWorld Dig back when it came out on the 3DS, and did not get into it for whatever reason. But I gave it another go, this time on Xbox One. And I beat that game in 2 sittings.
The first one?
Yeah. 5 hours, and beat it in 2 sittings. That was a really fun game.
Okay, so if you like the first one, I guess the second one is way better. So
cool.
I have not played the first one, so I can't speak to it. But that's really cool.
I assume it's similar, like you go mining, and there's like a quest, an ultimate quest, but... I'm sure that the quest is maybe a little more defined than the second
one. Like, because... did the first one have kind of like Breath of the Wild, like shrines that you go into and like one-off puzzles?
Yes. So there are like these puzzle rooms, and like you would, that's kind of like where you would upgrade your, like you would get special upgrades there.
Okay. So yeah, it's kind of like that. I guess from what I've heard though, everything I've heard is the second one is a lot better. So get excited, dude. If you like the first one.
yeah, I think I'll maybe take a look at that on the Switch, because it's, for whatever reason, the second one is not coming out on Xbox One, but...
I thought they were Nintendo, exclusives for some reason.
No,
that's what I thought, too.
It's, pretty sure that SteamWorld Dig 2 is out on PS4, and, it is out on, on Microsoft Windows, it is out on PS4 and the Vita.
There you go.
Huh.
Get it, Pete, it's good.
I don't know, it sounds fun, but again, you know, just add it to the fucking list, right? So.
Right.
Like, if you like Zelda-type games, not Zelda, like, Metroid-type games at all, it's a really fun, laid-back version of that.
I was gonna say, Zelda-type games.
Yeah, it's not,
it's like a 2D Metroid.
Yeah. Kinda. Like, you actually create your own paths. And, you know, you're mining stuff, which is allowing you to buy upgrades. I assume that's the way it works in the second one, right? Like, you're still...
Yeah, but you're also getting upgrades as you explore
Do these, like, little...
Traverse, like, the area in different ways.
Yeah,
to get to stuff you couldn't reach before.
And in the first one, like, you had to kind of hit those points because, like, that's where you would get your certain things that you would get your boost or whatever. And then, like, you could upgrade those things up on, you know,
the town.
Yeah.
Right.
Town. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
like you had to find them first. Like,
yeah.
And to complete the game, like you needed to be able to have those things. So.
Right. Okay.
That was a fun little jump that I jumped into. Fozzie, you been playing anything?
I think Fozzie has us muted again.
No, Fozzie's left. Oh.
Oh.
That's on me.
How dare he?
He just left, too.
I guess he was logged in under his girlfriend's account?
Yes. Pete, you been playing anything?
I guess I'm up, then.
You've been away.
Yeah, I mean, I'm playing Destiny right now. It's the first time I've been able to play Destiny in, like, a week and a half.
Yeah, so did you end up getting PlayStation Plus, or...?
Yes and no. So, funny story. I got the 30-day free trial that came with the game.
Okay.
What it does not tell you up front, probably in the very small fine print, is that it also deigns it necessary to auto-renew you for a 3-month subscription.
Oh, that's nice.
So when I had a brief heart attack, when my credit card was like, we've approved your $25 charge. And I was like, what?
To Sony.
Yeah, I was like, well, that also made me think, shit, someone's got my PlayStation account as well as my credit card.
Right.
But no, it just turns out that they, you know, didn't want to tell me that they were going to charge my card. So I now have 3 more months of PlayStation Plus.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, not wanted necessarily, but...
No, but, you know, I guess it's letting me still play, whatever.
Yeah, and you get those PlayStation Plus games or whatever, so...
Right. MGS5 is on there. I should download that, because that is an amazing game still.
So, You've been running the raids
because I don't have anybody to raid with.
You've been doing the strikes.
Yeah, I'm actually running one by myself right now because in order to get one of the exotics, it requires you to run one very specifically in a very specific place. And I guess you can actually, because it's so tied to this exotic quest, you can actually just run it by yourself. Like you can trigger it, and I'm like, okay, so I'm at the end right now.
Wait,
so we're gonna see how this goes.
You can't play with randoms?
So with the strikes, you can matchmake, and it'll auto-matchmake you with 3 people normally. But for some reason with this one, it didn't consider it a strike. It's the same mission, but it's under a quest.
Okay, so yes. So it's because it's a quest line, even though it's the strike mission.
Yeah.
It's having you do it that way. But so Jeff, I don't know, maybe Pete can touch in on this, but... For raids and for the Nightfall, there's no matchmaking, but there is something called guided games, and there is a queue for that. Evidently, I have not tried it yet, but Don did say that like you can
Well, it's like on like what I used to do on Friday 13th. You could do on Xbox. Like you could go to like people who are playing the game and jump in their games. Like Xbox has that feature. Like
right, and but
if it's not built in the game itself, like
yeah,
people like, will be.
And Xbox does a good job. Like they actually have like they now have like a straight up on the dash a looking for group. Like thing that you can do, but I think in Destiny there is this. It's called guided games where you can, I guess, put a call out and I guess somebody will send you an invite or something. I don't know exactly how it works.
I haven't done it yet because like they say to set aside quite a bit of time for the raid. Like even if you're with a bunch of people who know,
yeah,
what they're doing.
What is quite a bit of time?
Like for the raid, like 6 hours.
Yeah, it's a long
6 hours of gameplay. Like just sitting there playing a game.
Yes.
Like especially if you're doing it with a group that's already done it, like they should have figured some of the stuff out. So it's
right, but it still takes coordination and time and a fair bit of luck
to get through. And depending upon like what power level you're at and like it can still be a pain.
I mean, just consider the giant bomb guys. It took them. What,
22 hours to do the raid. Like yeah, across over
3 days.
Now, like, it's something that, like, you don't have to finish in that one play session.
Oh.
No, well, you have to be careful. So, like...
You have to get to checkpoints.
There are checkpoints, but then you can do certain things that cause you to lose your keys. Like, if the raid leader... If, like, the group leader does something, the keys will disappear, and then you'll have to start over.
Oh, I did not know that. Like that's weird. So that was not something for. So in the original Destiny, there was no key to get into the raid. Like whoever the raid leader was, the save was saved to their profile, and like you would just all join back up with that person again, and be able to jump in. I have seen that there's keys, but I am not a high enough level to actually. Get into the raid yet? I'm only 269. So
I'm 284 now. I finally have broken that barrier of 270. But yeah, I just don't have anybody to raid with. Like I have, there's somebody at my job who actually is like a big Destiny dude on PS4. And so he was like, we can raid, but I haven't been home. So,
right. I do want to try the raid, but I also want to get my power level up.
Yeah. So even, you know, the giant bomb guys, they were saying, you know, even if you are within recommended level, you need to be at the high end because you just can't DPS the final boss down. Like,
yeah, I've been hearing you want to be between 284 and like 290 something.
So. Yeah, even though the recommended levels are between 260 and 280. So yeah. It's like, maybe, I don't know, somebody messed the math up on that one.
Yep. So what you've been doing the strikes?
So I'm doing the strike right now because after this I'm going to try to do the flashpoint and the treasure chest stuff, and then I won't have to play Destiny again until tomorrow. Xur shows up tomorrow.
Yeah,
and I'll see what his lame ass has.
I just buy everything.
Well, the last time that I showed up, I had everything that he already was showing. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, well, that sucks.
So maybe this time he'll have. And that isn't a brag. Like it's, I mean, he only shows up with 5 items. So I mean, like,
right.
All 3 of which are class specific armors. So I like, you know, it's 2 weapons and a hunter piece, and it's like, well, I already have these. So
yeah, I buy everything anyway. Like,
yeah. Hey, like... Do you happen to know what's up with these things that spawn at armor level 10? Like, are they special?
Hmm.
Like, because, like, I get these things that are like, oh, you're supposed to infuse other stuff into them. And I'm like, well, what do they do? Why should I waste things on them? Do they get to go up higher? Like, do they hit the...
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I have 2 of them. I have a chest piece and leggings, I think. And apparently, like, the Rat King pistol will spawn at level 10 as well. Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't finished that quest yet. So.
I don't either because I don't have any friends. So like, that game requires you to partner up with people
to do certain things. Yeah, so,
like, this is the reason I do not buy this.
And then you have to fucking
it's too hard to coordinate.
Like, go into the Crucible, which is the worst thing to ever happen to this game.
I see. I'm currently doing the Iron Banner stuff, but I actually really like the Crucible in this one.
I mean, I just got to the Iron Banner stuff, like it just unlocked, and I'm probably just gonna do it so that way, it'll shut the fuck up, and I'll get the quote unquote powerful gear from it, which is what I want. And that seems easier than Trials. Like, Trials just seems like...
I have not done Trials yet.
Hey, we're going to be obnoxious for the sake of being obnoxious.
I have not... I don't actually even know how... Because Trials, you also need, like, an invitation or a key or something to...
No, so Trials unlocks after you just complete the first two milestones for Crucible.
Okay, so I should be able to get in then.
Yeah, and then they unlock every Friday. Like they're only like available like
Friday to Sunday or
Friday to Monday, Tuesday. I think, because Tuesday is when the reset happens.
Yeah.
But it's like a gauntlet. You have to win, you get 10 games and you gotta win 7 of them. And otherwise, then you don't get anything. But you know, like if you lose, then like your card is revoked and it's like, all right, try again next week, fuckers.
Oh, okay. I have not tried that yet.
But I've also heard it's like it's way harder than, like, I'm not sure what makes it harder necessarily, if it's the mode or if it's just like, oh, hey, the average skill level of all the players here is much higher.
Well, it's I don't know exactly how they've balanced it, my understanding of it before was that like it drew the more skilled players. And it was a very specific game mode that required, like, believe that maybe you get killed and you're out, like, in that round.
Oh.
So, kind of like if you ever played Gears, like, the way some of their multiplayer works, where it's like, you have one life, and your teammates can revive you, but, like, if your team wipes, you're done. Like, you've lost the round. Which is a different than, like, you know, Clash or Control in the regular.
Right.
And they've modified Iron Banner, which I've been playing a bit of this week. Iron Banner used to be, like, where you could take all your high-level gear and it would have, like, that advantage. So, like, if you were power level, you know, 284 and I'm 269, like...
Right, you would be better than me. Or I would be better.
No, you would be better than me. Like your gear is better than mine, so like you would automatically do more damage to me than I would to you.
Right, and I never understood like what the point of Crucible was if you were just going to even the fucking playing field anyways. Like, that never seemed like fun or interesting to me as like a way of...
Well, I mean that's
playing
what,
competitively.
That's how all Crucible and Destiny was. Except for Iron Banner. Like, Iron Banner was, like, you know, it was the power level that you would go in. And they've just evened everything out here. So.
Right, and I wonder if that's just because, like, it's easier to do that than to worry about the balance of, like, letting other people in.
Yeah, like probably trying to balance every particular weapon at every... like possible power level.
Right. You don't want to like let somebody in who has a very specific weapon and then they just wreck it because they wasn't balanced specifically for competitive play.
Right. Cause like, I mean, that's what would happen. That's what did happen in the original one. Like there were certain like hand cannons and stuff. That's all people were using because There was one particular hand cannon that like had explosive damage plus poison on it, I think. So like
you would take
like a shit ton of damage off of that first hit, plus you'd be poisoned, and like you didn't have much chance of like fighting back against shit like that. So but yeah, this time it's all just even. I don't know. I've been completing the challenges pretty easily each day. Which gives you a reputation bundle, which, you know, once you get 20 of them, like, you can drop them off to Lord Saladin, and he gives you, like, a you know, a new package or whatever.
Right. 20 just sounds like so much Crucible, man, because you only get, like, what, 3 or 4 per round?
You get 2 for playing and 5 if your team wins, so.
Right, it's just like, ugh.
Plus, if you're completing the challenges, for each challenge, there's 3 challenges per day. Each challenge is 2, like, you'll get 2 tokens. So you'll get 6 just from completing the challenges, and then you turn that in to Saladin, and he'll give you a bundle of 15. So you can get 21 just from completing the challenges, and then, you know, if you can string together, like, 3 or 4 wins, you can do it pretty quickly. Like, I've been doing it in, like, an hour, hour and a half. But I also don't dislike the Crucible in this one. It feels way more like Halo.
I still think the maps are too big for the amount of player base that they have. Like, 4 people for maps that big is insane.
Some of them, like, I think some of them are actually, like, now that I'm learning them, they actually seem a little bit smaller. But early on, I was like, wow, like, where the hell am I going? Like, I didn't know the pathways. But now I'm finding my way to, like, the specific points. It's all control in Iron Banner, so.
Right, which I've heard, like, there have been issues with people, like, just not fucking getting on the point. Like, I don't know. I was looking at the Reddit before.
Yeah, well, so there's a couple issues with control with randoms.
Right.
Is that one, like, the idea is, so you start out with a point and they start out with a point, and then there is a neutral point that you can take, and each point that you have gives you, like, so each point that you have gives you a point per kill, so right. you want to have 2 points, so then each time your team gets a kill, they get 2 points towards your total.
Right.
And then if you have all of them, if you have a power play, you get 3 points per kill. And I don't know if they get any.
Yeah, I have played control a couple of times, and I don't believe they get anything.
So, yeah, you want to, like, shut that power play down. You always want to have a point, so you're always gaining points. But, yeah, there are people that just don't, like, they just run around and kill. Like, they're playing Clash, like, or Team Deathmatch, and it's like, what are you doing?
Right,
like,
that's not the name of the game, you morons.
And also, like, there's no reason to run to the third point and try and get a power play. It made sense in Destiny 1 because there were 6 people.
Right.
So you could protect a point with 2 people and, like, you know, 2 other people could run off to the third point and you could cover all 3 bases and do fairly well. But now, like, really, the objective should be 2 people go to point B, 2 people cover, like, point A or point C, whichever ones you have, and you sit back and, like, pick them off as they try to take the point back from you. But you get randoms that just run off. They always want to capture the power play, or they don't want to stick together, and it's like,
right.
This game is way more like Halo than Call of Duty, where, you know, there's a lot of team shooting.
Right. It's not focused on the individual.
Right. And, like, and Destiny has done away with straight up, you know, kill count. Like, it's more along the lines of, like, what Overwatch has done, where it's like, you know, if you put damage on a guy, you'll get credit for a defeat of that enemy. And it all adds into your effectiveness or your efficiency rating, which isn't necessarily like your KD. It's just like, how much are you doing for the team?
Right.
But I could definitely see, like, it not, like, if you know, you're not a big fan of, like, that type of, you know, first person competitive shooter.
I mean, I liked Halo multiplayer just fine. I just felt like it was, I still think the maps are too big. Like, they're, yeah, sure. I've spent, and even if I know the maps, like, I know most of them well enough to where, like, it's like finding where to go is the issue. It's just like,
yeah, there's a lot of running around, and yeah,
I don't know. It doesn't seem like anybody wants to stick together. It's the same problem Overwatch had,
and I am having a, I have a better time when I play with Don and his buddy Cole, because right. like the three of us can communicate and play that way. And Tony just got the game too, so like like all four of us can play Crucible at the same time, and like that might like right. that. I think that'll actually play a whole lot better because four people can coordinate completely.
Right.
But yeah, jumping in, like I don't win a lot in Iron Banner because you're playing as, you know, with randoms and they don't care.
No, they don't. Which is weird because then it's just like, why are you wasting your own time and mine?
Right. So, but I'm enjoying that game. I do want to do the raid.
Yeah, I would like to. But
and possibly at some point, I mean, now that you have it for 3 months, my friend is playing on PS2, so I may end up getting it on PS2 as well and playing a little bit over there. So maybe like we could at least do like Nightfall Strikes.
Yeah, I'm so like that's the thing that really like also annoys me is like the lack of matchmaking and things that clearly don't need to just be like party only. Like the Nightfall is not
it's
so
a strike. It's just a harder strike.
Yeah, it's a strike with a time limit and like a modifier, but it's still just a strike.
Yep.
So if I can matchmake with people,
and it's not an hours long thing, like the strikes, like even with the timers, they're like no more than 25 minutes. Like,
right. I mean, sometimes the timer is in most cases for like 20 minutes or something. So,
yeah. So to me, like those should be fine. Like allow matchmaking for them,
especially since like they tie all that stuff to like, you know, your milestones and stuff.
Yeah. And even like I know that like, oh, we want teamwork for that. Okay. Well, make it so that, you know, the minimum to get into the Nightfall is X, but if you're going to matchmake in, you need to be a higher light level.
Right. Like,
so that it's at least doable with randoms. Like then you don't need to communicate as much because you're better equipped to take on the Nightfall.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, or I don't know. Yeah, it's Destiny is its own worst enemy in many cases. But it's, you know, I enjoy at least like having something that I can check in on.
Yeah,
and yeah, stuff.
Something you could jump in. Like, if Iron Banner wasn't going on, I'd probably be done for the week. Like, I might have tried to play the Nightfall with Don, and I would have run like the Crucible like weekly. And done like with the Flashpoint and whatever, and got my clan bonus and been done for the week. Like,
right.
Done. Like, no reason to play anymore this week.
Right. Exactly. Like, and that's fine. Like, I'm glad that like the grind doesn't require me to be here all the time, but just like, oh, well, I want something to do, you know, oh, there's always like something I could be doing in Destiny right now.
Yeah. It's like you can always be playing enough that like you're gaining like a power level or something every couple hours. So
yeah, and I do still wish that they were better about explaining the loot system. Like I heard for the longest time that faction rep stuff caps out at 265, but all of a sudden last week it started going up and now it caps out at 274. And it's like,
yeah,
okay, well, what is what does anything mean?
Yeah, I don't know how any of it works, and they don't communicate very well on any of that either. So.
Yeah, because it's also like, yeah, weirdly enigmatic for reasons I will never understand. They just feel this constant. Ooh. Oh, that was my Discord. My bad. I thought I heard somebody just totally drop out of our call. But yeah, no, it's fun. Like, it's still fun. I'm curious to see what the DLC is like.
Yep.
In November? December?
I think it's December.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully they drop a raid, another raid in there and a couple more strikes and a good portion of story missions and quests.
A good portion of shit I can just do by myself.
Yes. Like, I want good portion of, like, I want a good mini campaign. And I want some, you know, new adventures because that they actually have some pretty good writing in them, and some new quests. Like,
yes, yeah, like stuff for higher level content because, like, I still have like a bunch of adventures I could do, but what is the point? They don't spawn any legendaries. It's only guaranteed rare gear, which is just going to get, you know, decommissioned anyways, or, you know, disenchanted, whatever they call it.
Eden.
Right, sure. Yeah, I'm going to feed it to my...
to your purples.
Yeah.
So. Although I am using a blue... I am using a rare auto rifle in Crucible because it has a good range and impact rating, and I haven't come across a kinetic auto rifle that has better than that, even though the power levels have been higher. So,
oh, interesting.
And it works really well in Crucible because everybody's evenly matched with weaponry. So,
right, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I'm holding on to that one because it's working pretty well for me. I'm sure they'll nerf it, but...
Probably.
You been playing anything else?
PUBG. Okay. I played a little bit just a couple hours ago, actually.
Yeah.
And stuff. That game is still real fun. And, yeah, I don't know nothing more to say about that. I mean, PUBG's PUBG, so, like...
Yeah. Have you gotten a chance to try Fortnite's... mode?
I haven't. I don't know if that's, like, if I can download that yet. Is that free to download?
It's free. It is free.
Okay. I kept hearing that Fortnite would be free to play, but, like, right now it's still only, it's Founders Pack only.
Yeah, so my son that actually turned me on to this was, he came downstairs and was like, can I download a game? And I was like, what game? And he's like, Fortnite. And I was like, that game's not free, bud, like, because it's still in beta and it's $40 or $60 or whatever. And he was like, all right. And so then I was like, he was like, but it says it's free. I was like, it's not. Go away. And so then, like,
Daddy needs to win Iron Banner, son. Get the fuck out of my office.
So, well, I was just working on the computer at the time. So, like, I just booted up Edge and, like, went to the Xbox store and typed in Fortnite. And Battle Royale came up, and it is free. Like, it is a standalone executable that is basically PUBG for free. So I have not played it yet. I've watched my son play a couple games. I watched him play his first match in it, and it was hysterical because Fortnite, you can build stuff. Like,
right.
there's crafting. And he thought he had outsmarted the game. He built a shack, and he built himself into the shack with no doors, and, like, he was just hiding in the shack. He's like, I've done it. Like, nobody can get me. And I'm like,
I'm pretty sure the game thought of that.
Where are you? It's like, I'm here. I'm like, well, has the circle shrunk yet? Because, like, I know enough of, like, PUBG and, like, that this is probably works the same way. He's like, what circle? I'm like,
uh-oh.
There's a circle. It collapses every few minutes or whatever. It's like, oh, that's just a storm, because that's what they've called it here. It's a storm that collapses in on itself. I'm like, when that hits you, you're going to die. Like, you're going to start losing health. And it started to shrink. And he's like, no, it's just a storm. It's fine. And he started losing health, and he had to break himself out of his shack that he had built. And then run after the green to try and get back in the circle. He did get back in the circle, but he had lost so much health that, like, by the time and at that point, he's trying to run to get to the middle of the circle, but it collapsed again, and he eventually died outside. But he's figured it out, and it seems like a pretty cool version of that. So I may give that a go.
Yeah, I'm curious, like, to try it just. For a purely, what do you call it? Like, just for a pure experiment type.
Yeah.
Just to see what's going on. As a type of game.
Yeah. How does it stand up to, like, what is the gold class right now of that type of game? And,
right.
I'm gonna give it a shot at some point over the weekend, but it seems pretty cool. And real quick, before we wrap this up, I played a little bit of NHL 18 and Madden 18. Madden, I touched the long shot.
That's the story mode?
the story mode, that's actually really cool. It is a Telltale adventure game.
Yeah. With football like in the middle or
kind of. So like there, so it is like you're playing through this dramatic, like you're not controlling your guy.
You're just making the decisions.
Yeah, you're making decisions, you're making some dialogue choices here and there. And then they have these there's like a couple quick time events where like you're at the combine and it's like, all right, like it's your turn to throw, so like it comes up, flashes on screen, press X, press A, whatever. And then sometimes you're like steering the ball into the receiver's hands.
What?
Yeah, it's a little weird. Like everything slows down and like you're kind of like steering the ball, like you're the ball and like moving it towards your receiver. And like if you can like steer it into the receiver's hand, you'll gain points on your scouting report. And then there is like actual Madden where you are playing like the quarterback position and you know you're running plays, like you're given a challenge basically, like it's like a flashback to when he was in high school as a freshman and he had to come off the bench and like I guess you can lose it, but it's like you're given the challenge of trying to like mount a comeback as a freshman quarterback and try and win the game for your team.
Mm-hmm.
And like I did that. Like so it was doable, but I think that it is failable. I think you can miss that. So it was interesting. Like it's a cool way of like kind of introducing you to Madden, but also giving you like some sort of actual, you know, narrative to the game that seems pretty cool. Like, you know, kid left he left the University of Texas because his dad had died. He was like a high-end recruit, and now he's trying to like he's getting a second chance, like to try out for the NFL through this long shot program. So it's an interesting thing. I've only played about an hour of it, and it says I'm 15% done. So it's going to be a few hours, but seems pretty cool. And I also played a little bit of NHL 18. I tried out the threes mode, which is their fun mode. It's a 3-on-3 mode where it's way more arcadey than the normal game.
Yeah.
Like you can actually like you'll play against like mascots and stuff, or you can have mascots on your team. And as you play, as you beat other teams, like there's a bunch of different circuits, and each match you play will get 1 to 3 stars, and the stars that you get give you unlockables, which can then be added to your team. Sometimes it's a new player, sometimes new jersey, like, you know, new arena or whatever. And it's pretty fun. Like they add in something called the money puck, which is it'll randomly drop after a goal, and it could be, it'll make the goal, like if whoever scores with it will get like 2 goals or 3 goals with it, or it has the like negative effect of like taking goals away from the other team. So like you'll get a goal if you score with it, but you'll also drop the other team down a goal or 2 goals. And the objective of each game is to get to 7 goals. So it's a fun little thing. I want to try it with somebody else to see, you know, if it's fun playing multiplayer. But against the AI, it's decent. Other than that, NHL 18 is NHL 18. So it's another hockey game.
Right. But,
nothing else new. I believe The Evil Within 2 is now out.
What?
I thought that was... was it a Friday the 13th
release? Yeah, it was a Friday the 13th release. I probably am not going to play that right away. But
no, me neither. I want to play the first one.
Yeah, I have the first one. It was like, I got it for like $8. Jeff told me it might not be worth $8, but...
It's worth $8, maybe. But it's like...
Maybe.
There's better things to play, I think.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's why
I'm not a fan. I'm not a huge fan of it. Like, I know some people are. It's kind of like Resident Evil 4-ish, but like...
Yeah, I want to play it, and I've heard good things about the sequel. But I'll probably get the second one when it hits $20, so... And Shadow of War is out. I don't know if any of us are getting that.
I want to at some point. It's just... I need... There are other more interesting games coming out sooner, so...
Yeah, and...
I just don't feel like I should have played the first one, like... Which I own and never played, so, like...
Oh, you never played the first one. I didn't love the first one. Like, it's okay.
I thought it was a lot of fun.
Sequel, like, if I have it, if I have that first one, I never play it, why would I, like, buy the sequel?
Buy the second one, right? Like,
yeah.
Without playing the first one, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why I didn't buy SteamWorld Dig 2 right away, because I was like, I have SteamWorld Dig.
I'm telling you, get the second one. Do it.
I probably will. I really enjoyed that that first game. So. Yeah. So that's it for this week. We'll be back next week with who knows what.
SteamWorld Dig 2.
SteamWorld Dig 2, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, next week. I mean, Wolfenstein's not out until the 24th, right? So
27th.
27th.
Oh, 27th.
So 2 weeks
from
today, then.
It is Hell Day.
2 weeks from today.
It will be Hell Day, because it is... It'll be Mario, it is Wolfenstein,
and Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed, and I think there might be something else that day, too. It is an insane day for games.
But it's basically, there's Mario on everything else. That's like the real facts here.
I don't disagree, but there's like...
You need to tell yourself.
But if you don't have a Switch, like there's other things.
No, yeah, there's huge games besides...
Even if I had a Switch, I'd be playing Wolfenstein on it. 6 months after everyone else can play it.
There you go. So like, you can play Mario first.
I guess... But I know I'll be done with Mario, so I'm buying Wolfenstein on Xbox. I'll play that after, because like I would love to like just get on Switch, but get it the same release date, man. Like what the fuck? I'm not waiting care. 6 months. I'm not, you know. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't disagree.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.